All right, welcome back. Sorry for the delay, everyone. Just like to go chat with a couple other people while I'm in between shows. Thank you very, very much for showing up. Please keep participating with forthepeople.space, BBS Radio, the PRQ team. Send in your projects, keep them coming. Got a lot of folks listening to you right now. Timelines, this is the timeline show, and I'll show you a very standard way in which timelines are created in our personal and professional relationships before I take calls. Timelines, because you're a multidimensional being, you're able to create anything and everything, although you may see it as lethargic in this type of human, might be a standard summary of what a human is here compared to when you're not here. So the other realms that you are from have way more capability than this type of human is what I'm doing my best to explain. With this type of human, I get ridiculed by aliens with that statement, by the way. You're easily controlled because we are so caring and loving to other humans. So if I can get you hooked up on a timeline of emotions and or otherwise, facts, figures, I'm late, time, identity, I have a perfect little tool. Now, what's the outcome I want to achieve controlling a society? Why would someone work so hard to control a mass of people in timelines? And it's because you're a multidimensional being. So you're actually the most powerful thing on the planet, and the individuals doing their best to sustain life on the planet want to manipulate how powerful you are. So that's what timeline shows about. So if I can get you hooked up on negative consequences or positive, is fairly similar for the bad guys. Here's the best way. Here's the most common way I'm seeing timelines created that are not yours. Let's see. Let's do something really stock. I went to a friend of, let's say, a friend of a friend wanted to sublet their apartment. And the person that did the original lease, we use real estate. That's funny. The owner of the property said, "Oh, you're not living there anymore, and you want your friend to stay there." That's correct. Okay, no problem. Just pay me an extra XYZ amount of money, and they can stay there for another month and a half before your lease is up. All right. So then the lessee calls the subletter. Yeah, you can stay there another month and a half. In between that time, we'll call it 2 days, the owner of the property started talking about it with their friends and family and et cetera, and said, "No, don't do that. We need to get in there and clean that place up and sell it." While the commitment from the original lessee to the subletter went, "Wait a minute. I thought you said we could stay here another month and a half," or whatever it is, while the owner made a different decision. Now, maybe a little clumsy description, but I can hack the brain of third-party people, of the owner of the property. I can go ahead and put a thought in there. "No, we have to do this and this and this and this and this, so you don't let them stay in the home because we need to do." Okay, so they can, the bad guys that you have on this planet can put thoughts in all your relationships regarding the topic that you're not even talking about with the original communication. So the owner doesn't know, in this case, the owner does not, of the property, doesn't own, does not have a relationship with the subletter, but the subletter has communicated across radios, that's cell phones, computers, text messages, emails, and the bad guys can receive those informations and put them in the brains of the people that are 4 parties away. That is the real war you are fighting on planet Earth right now, is everyone's brain is being hacked with thoughts that are not theirs. And that's what Timelines is for, is how. So when you watch Aloha and I Talk as an example, we're not thinking. So if we can stop getting on these timelines that are not ours and use our core to make decisions, is my great ask and suggestion. And I would wish of you to teach me, and I will learn how you see life. Now, there's supposed to be some calls coming in, BBS, but, you know, these machines are pretty tricky for me. I was wondering, Solano County's probably not doing too good today. I bet you, Troy. Lainey from Texas is on there. Karen and Donnie are on there. Let's see, Lainey from Texas. We got Leo from California. Troy, Jackie, Kathy. All right, if Aloha calls in, we'll get to her. Let's see. I don't know what order they come. Oh, I'd like to do Troy from California on line three about Sun Tzu picking your ground. Troy, are you there? You're always so fun to listen to. Poor Solano County. They're going to need a hug, don't you think?
Well, I'm trying to make them a friend, whether they want to be one or not. That's where the homestead or the timeline is kind of the same. So what I found is this condition, and I've been asking the same question, which is really cool. The thing is, I'm asking and doing, I command spirit, prime creation, show me the ways and the means, give me the tools to finish this. That's where it starts and ends every time I engage. And it is an engagement. So I'm looking at Sun Tzu question, will you pick your ground? Because I have to know whether I'm going to act the battle or not battle. And I'm making a choice of where I'd rather not battle. Now, what's been going on is same pay-per-view experiences. And the serendipity that took place was when I was inspired to call HUD, H-U-D. That's 800-569-4287. It was as a recorded line, and I got the HUD guy to call and interview the mortgage debt collector. So the HUD representative was the witness, and I formed a contract with the mortgage debt collector. I was presented, and we had the record to compel the response from the mortgage collection agent to actually perform. I've spent since July of 2024 trying to get the mortgage collector, the debt collector, to perform. The challenge is knowing where you are as federal law, which would be your actual land patents, and whether you're actually operating in a state statute legal function or you're in common law. Where am I standing? So it's pick your ground. That's the point. And trying to make sure I know where my ground is. Now, what I've found is I'm asking you to sort through this stuff with me, and I'm sorting through it in this way. I have found that it is best while I'm going through the land patent, you better continue to pay the mortgage until you actually receive a challenge to your patent. Then your patent is actually secured, because until you get into a court has rejected the claims against you and your land, the mortgage company in California is a problem. Now, in California, they call it non-judicial foreclosure, which means that you never get the privilege of going to court and presenting your land patent. In my situation, they never even certified or verified any of the papers that they filed into the courts. So I didn't even know about it, except for serendipity interjected and said, hey, look, do you know they're foreclosing on your property? Hey, look, do you know they're going to auction your land off? I'm like, holy crap. So because Californication allows non-judicial foreclosures, they will sell your home without telling you. The reality is that they're selling your home only in the statute side of the process. So I'm looking to see where my ground really is. So if I'm operating in statute, I have to operate in a particularly different way. This non-judicial foreclosure is one of the weapons that these mortgage debt collectors used against us. Now, when you're getting to court to actually present the land patent, what happens is you get to actually have the privilege. So the mortgage debt collector is there trying to collect their side of their game. So they're on their ground. And whether you know how to enter into their ground effectively. So what I'm dealing with is where do I position myself while I'm going through the land patent? How I'm picking the timeline I want to go into and getting prepared. This is where it's important to pay attention and to prepare, because you're dealing with statute on the land patent side. These conditions make it a scenario where you have windows to operate, and you have 90 days here, you have 21 days here, and so you're operating in that area. I need to know if it gets to a bad point where in the timeline that they actually auction off my land, right? So I have a land patent, and they're auctioning off my land. I will then get a chance to finally go to court when the buyer, the one who won the auction, okay, is going to file the 90-day eviction against me. And in that time, I can go to court and present my land patent at the time of the eviction. I've never done that, and I'm very squeamish about going into something that I don't know about. Again, know and pick your ground. Know that when you walk in the door, you're going to be able
okay,
to...
Okay, hold me there, Troy. Hold me there if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
I'll lose you if you keep going here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, in this type of a timeline, it's an interesting one because we're watching... You know, it's fun for me to see all the people playing in this dialogue that you are creating timelines with. This is great, great tool for all of us. So if this happens, that's going to happen. What do I do if this happens and this happens? And I assure you, I can hack the people's minds in the courtroom and make things go this way or that way. Thoughts that aren't theirs. Many different things you can do with the brain in real, what we assume is heavy topics.
How can I operate that so I actually will allow myself to feel better about this process? Yes, sir.
Let you know, everybody, Q just dropped. I'm going to go ahead to have him call, going to have to call him back. Give me just one moment. Thank you for your patience.
Summer night, something's on your mind. I see it in your eyes. Just take a little time to make it feel right, but it don't feel right. Three words to say it all to mean it. Don't know which is worse. You staying or you leaving? I need to know before I give you my all. I can hear you.
All right. Sorry about that, Troy. Are you still there?
That's cool. Absolutely.
All right. So the reason I'm going to slow you down here a little bit, these are very exciting timelines for me. You have a lot of people in the mix and having you advance your desires there, potentially or negatively. Your only tool is not to participate with them while participating with them. Many ways to do this. The 100% success rate has been like this. If you desire to go in the courtroom or you desire to publish a document and not go to the courtroom, it's up to you. you can have a bench hearing with these issues. That's why it's so fun, because judges do not like their courthouse clogged with garbage. They're pretty good about that, especially where you're talking about. You have a federal land patent. You have a federal homestead. You cannot embarrass me, attack me, take my land in a county court. That's your defense. You're in the wrong courtroom. I'm sorry. Okay. Motion for dismissal is you have a federal topic and you're at a county recording office, title, et cetera, whatever your terms you're going to use to defend yourself. You only have one page to document. You're in the wrong court. Okay. That's all you have
you're
to do.
In the wrong court.
I've seen it. It's okay. 100%. It just works over and over again. This is great, guys. This is a lot of fun noise. I'm in the wrong courtroom. This is a federal patented land. And you have all the documentations on the webpage here. You can prove it once you've patented it. You have all the proof that you filed a federal land patent. You're in the wrong courtroom. That is your unbelievably perfect defense when you're dealing with people who don't represent federal law.
Okay. That is cool.
It's really clean. And that's why I'm doing it this way, so that you guys can see how clean it is. We're dealing in their courtroom, trying to play within their rules is not what we do. We tell them that we make the rules. And so go ahead. Let's do this again over at the U.S. District Circuit Court. Let's go over there, guys, and they won't show up.
Can you publish for us anything that fulfills some of that, like the templates we've been using to do the patent, so I can begin to digest that better, please?
You bet. We have a bunch of case law established.
Okay.
And
That's fantastic.
Okay, so we have case law established. I did it for you. I've got case law for everyone on the planet, working on every country. What I desire when I work with you is you to do it for yourself so that I'm not a savior for you.
Correct.
I want to be a mentor because your horsepower is outstanding. It's just recognizing the little ditches that we're playing in are not, we've inherited these rules and regs to our lives here. So if I publish the cases I've seen be successful in the statement I just made, you're in the wrong court, it's very difficult to keep the people anonymous. So I'm working on getting people that are very, very in tune in their own faith, that it's okay to expose your name so that they can be of help. So we want to show you all the cases that have been successful. But it's really so simple. You can probably query it right now. I'm a federal land patent. You're a county, so you're in the wrong court. I'm waiting to see it mature a little bit. I'd like to see it mature. Watching your success is unbelievably powerful. And I pray for Solano County to find themselves in their hearts.
Yeah. In order to give myself peace, because it's been driving me nuts, I'm actually going to pay them their ransom. But I'm actually forming a contract with them now by paying them the ransom. And by doing that, I need the documentation I can put together so that the next time this goes through or when I'm presenting the next document, I need to be able to have what you just said so I can shove it in their face and say, you are now liable for the damages that you are producing by your action. See what I mean?
You've already clouded the title anyway. So I'm always surprised when we get on timelines regarding clouding title that it's even an issue because it also shows you how corrupt the mortgage industry is.
Correct.
And title industry is. You've already clouded the title, so you shouldn't be able to sell it until you make good with Troy. So thank you for the call, Troy. I got to get to a couple more. Thank you so much. Thank you for the call, Troy. I always look forward to talking to Troy. I need more quality time with you. My My apologies that I don't get the quality I want from you, Troy, because I have to do a show, and it's my love to you. Jackie from Montana on line six, exiting karma relationships that create bad timelines. Jackie, are you there on line six?
I am here. How are you?
Jackie, thank you so much for calling in. It says Montana, though. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I am from Montana.
Okay.
I'm from Earth, actually.
You're from Earth?
You got a funny accent.
All you Earth people talk funny.
What accent should I have?
It's usually harmonic. So yeah, so the consonants are rare on most planets. So we don't use a T very rarely unless we're really angry. Isn't that T sound? Government. So we usually are very clean with our linguistics because we want our true harmonics to come through from our soul, spirit, our light. And so we usually don't use hard consonants. D's are very, very rare. T's would be very rare. The N, T together are very rare. N would be more of our consonant. Anyway, I'm getting off on a chain here. Sorry. What are we playing with today? Existing karma relationships that create bad timelines. Is that what BBS gave me?
Yeah, that's true. I've actually had an epiphany, and I'm trying to slow down and talk through my heart. And it came to my attention that we're putting these karmic relationships.
And you can't find anybody to talk to, right? Except me.
Right. No, I'm totally, I'm serious. Nobody gets me anymore.
Remember when I said there's not very many of us here? There's not very many of us here, is there?
Oh, it was apparent last night. I was sitting at the dinner table watching my family members, and I'm like going, what the heck is going on here? So it's really become lonely. It's just kind of lonely where you're just sitting there thinking, well, maybe I'm going crazy. Maybe I'm on the verge of losing my, well, maybe I should lose my mind. Maybe that's something we should do.
Okay, keep going. This is fun. Keep going.
Okay. So I had this epiphany that these karmic relationships that become very comfortable for us. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be uncomfortable. And we don't want to hurt people. But when it becomes so apparent that you have nothing in common anymore, it seems painful on both sides. So either way, creating new timelines where I'm inspired instead of put into a program that, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, like we have the epigenetics and the DNA that keep us in these cycles. So the epiphany was how important homesteading is. Get your own sacred space where you can actually find yourself and hear yourself again. I haven't had that for a long time, and I'm wondering why I'm so confused. That was my epiphany.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You helped so many people. Now, this is so outstanding as it relates to timelines. What about the person listening who doesn't see karma, doesn't understand karma and or how karma interacts in their legacy relationships, short-term or long-term? How would we explain karma to people that don't even understand it? How would we do that?
I think anything that's, to me, now this is my perception, I'd hate to mislead anybody, but my perception is that it's something that it's cyclical. And it happens over and over again. It's kind of like being a mouse on a wheel or in a maze where you do the same thing over and over again with the same people. And you're like going, yeah. why does this seem unproductive? Why does this seem heartless?
Yes, very good.
And it's
you gotta remember, you can feel more than, as you mentioned, your karmic relationships can. So how do you, notice when you go to something that used to be normal, like going to the grocery store, you come home and go, you hyperventilate because it was so absolutely destructive to your core. Like, whoa, yeah. There was a lot of aliens in the grocery store. Your family would call you crazy, wouldn't they?
Well, I'm kind of there. I'm close.
Yes, no, we're too late for that. We know that it's probably worse, isn't it? it's batshit crazy. All right. Anyway, so because we can feel more, see more, is the relationship you're explaining to timelines and or why they're on timelines and get us on timelines. And the only reason we're related to them is because of karma, aren't we?
Yes. Yep.
So we were conceived from karma. Fake love, maybe, is another one. And we keep re-empowering the engineering of epigenetics. And so I'm always looking for an understanding of how would we explain all these individuals that claim they're our family and friends, but they don't understand that they are reliving 2,000-year cycles over and over and over and over again. All your wars are the same wars from 4,000 years ago. All your money issues are the same wars from 4,000 years ago. Everything is just on a karmic patterning system. How would you explain that in one dinner meeting?
I don't know that I could. There's so many layers to it.
Okay, you guys need to listen to Q. I'm in a cult now called Go Within, and it's a really scary cult. But he comes from another planet, all the planets actually, in fact, the entire universe, and he's been to all these places, and he's coming back here, and he's telling you we are being tricked through reincarnation. We're being duped. Oh, that makes perfect sense. That's the best I can do so far. That's where I've left off. So reincarnation is the trick through karma. Is that fair? Are we all good with that?
Yeah, I would say.
Why would we only live 83.5 years? This is a joke. This is an absolute joke. We're being duped. So karma is the tool to sustain the regression of our growth in a physical body. That one's easy. I'm pretty sure, you know, as I watch people go into chemotherapy, that's not a solution. We're being duped. So how in these timelines, why is it that we can't see, we'll use your family's example, you look at these families, why is it they can't accept a little bigger picture? Could you help me with that?
Cognitive dissonance. They just are so programmed, and this family that I've married into, they've got a famous name, and I've always wondered if they're more lizard than family. So if they don't have the programming, it's kind of like, to me, it feels kind of like they don't have the wiring to accept the information. It's kind of like they glitch out if you say something. Like, for instance, I said something about chemtrails to my husband once, and he's just looking at me like, what the heck are you talking about? And I just kind of went, okay. Well, that's off the table, which most stuff is off the table because it's uncomfortable for him or a lot of my family members to go places that they don't know how to navigate. And they're
okay. Let's chemtrails is on my list of action items for education. So how about this? Okay. So we'll assume your husband is not listening to this show. Is that fair to say?
No. No way.
So you're in a closet in a hotel room hiding from him right now. Is that correct?
I'm at the feed store getting horse feed.
Okay. So he doesn't know that you and I are dating right now. Is that right?
He has no clue.
But does he know that Does he know that I love you endlessly?
I don't know that he understands that kind of love.
All right. Those are, well, I love you endlessly. All right. The chemtrail one is
I love
really
you.
Thank you. I love, love, loving. The chemtrail one is really fun to get people on the game, the understanding of themselves. The reason chemtrails is fun is you can go to a turbine plant in America. There's several of them. The best one to go to in a turbine plant, same turbines that you would have on a plant, very similar at least. A turbine plant, let's do Caterpillar. They're probably the biggest. Solar Turbine in San Diego. They have other turbine plants around the world. Solar Turbine makes cogen plants for the refining industry. Well, when they build a turbine for power generation, offshore drilling or otherwise, remote areas, usually gas turbines, they'll use different fuels, not always a JP, jet fuel. If I've started to get analytical here and technical, we don't necessarily need to use a jet fuel to turn a turbine, but the jet fuel is very clean. So if we're turning a turbine with just raw gas off of a refinery, it should have a lot more exhaust. So ask your Superman there, how come I go to the Caterpillar plant? Now, I've been to all these plants. Solar Turbines in San Diego, they're testing turbines to be shipped to these refineries. They're testing like 20 at a time in test cells so that they do the startup and commissioning of these plants. All right, and then they ship them out, and it comes in a container, and they got their new refining power system. Why do they not have any exhaust coming out of them? Please tell me, Hotshot, why do I not have any smoke coming out of turbines, and there's 20 of them sitting in a row in San Diego? How come I don't have anything coming out of them? So somebody must be doing something when they're in the air. What are they doing?
Right.
How are they making a differential chemical? Anyway, I can do this all day. A lot of chemtrails right now that I'm following, depending on geography, I've been all over the planet this last couple of years. A lot of the chemtrails now are really tracing out where the alien ships are. And I'm sorry to say it on the radio, but if I don't, no one's ever going to tell you. And I never wanted to be this person per se to be the tattletale, but your chemtrails now are a lot of them. And that's why they're not stopping, is you got a lot of ships that can cloak themselves. Now go ahead and try that one at the dinner table, see how you do. But start with, why do the test cells at Solar Turbine not have exhaust, and that plane does, and it's the same turbine? So start that. You can do GE, Pratt & Whitney, I don't care which one you use. Have somebody tour General Dynamics. I mean, it's all right in front of us, and we're not noticing. Anyway, that was fun. Now, what do we do about karma? What's the deal with karma? What are we going to do?
I don't know how to explain it. Like I said, when you're talking about chemtrails, you went into even deeper. I was just saying that, you know, maybe they're dumping stuff on us. Maybe, you know, and then you went into the alien thing. If I went that deep, oh my gosh, he'd wrap me up. And if I tried to say karmic, you're so wrapped up in your karma. He would, I mean, literally how to explain that is really it's a quandary. To be able to even start that conversation with somebody that they've come back.
Yep, you got it totally right. Back. You got it totally right for me. Now, here's where I am suggesting we start with all of our relationships that we kind of love at times. Okay, it's tough to have a really good relationship that you know is only ever going to be a five. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
It ain't bad, and it's not a 10. Okay. A lot of us have gone through this. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I've gotten to do this enough times and enough bodies here, I recognize how karma is the issue. And you, here's where I'm putting my stake in the ground. Can you ask your relationships that you care for? You remember, we love way richer than a lot of these people. We can see so much more. We can feel so much more. Is exactly the weapon against us in many cases, but yeah, doesn't look like a weapon against. We're just very supple. We're like a sponge of awareness and understanding. You have to get used to, I'm just way smarter than everybody. Get used to that because you can. I'm really comfortable with it because you're graduating so fast in yourself. But you're still dealing with the legacy relationships. I'm just faster. I'm just faster. That's the way it is. Okay. A 4-year-old told me that. I'm just faster. I can't really talk to you guys. I'm faster. Anyway, that 4-year-old taught me a lot. And anyway, the karma for me is got to start with in a relationship. Can you stop thinking?
No, not when you're with them.
You can't stop thinking because they always bring up another motivation, right?
Timeline or responsibility or panic.
That's right.
I mean,
there's always a knee-jerk something, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, now, if you can get... Now, here's where I've noticed some success stories. Aloha, many people, many, many, many people. Walk out in nature with them. It doesn't matter if it's grandma, grandpa, or your husband. Walk out, just take, hey, you want to go for a walk today? Yeah. Make sure the phone stays at home. Look them in the eye. Look them in the eye. And can they sustain looking you in the eye? Just sit down on a lawn somewhere, a park bench, I don't care. Look them in the eye and say, I'd like to stare into your eyes for 10 minutes.
Interesting.
And you already know the answer, don't you?
Yeah, I do. They can't do it.
So they can't. Mm-mm. So that's the spirit overpowering a very weak capabilities, so to speak. So that individual cannot connect with me. Now, if you want to practice, you call Lucia Nicole Evans, and not many people can sustain a gaze into those eyes if they are not at that level. And if they do, they will grow into that level.
Right.
And that's our mentor for understanding ourselves. That's why she's here.
Right.
She's an angel for light.
Yes, I love her.
Okay, so now when you work with this, notice how the light is coming into you more as we connect. See how it works?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's a true connection. This has nothing to do with karma, does it?
No, not at all.
How we get off the karmic timelines. Yes.
Right.
Thank you so much. What else do you want to talk
about?
You're
so lovely. Let's talk about you. Everybody wants to know about you.
Oh my! I'm so scared now.
Tell us a story that makes you happy when you think of it.
Makes me happy. Wow. There's not one second of a day I'm not happy. So, let's do something really edgy. Do something more interesting. Keep going. I'm happy. I'm never not happy.
Okay.
Although that I've been in many battles, but I have been in many battles smiling, yes.
Right. Because you know all the answers. I was thinking about that. You know, when you know everything to the universe, of course you're going to be happy because you know everything. And it's us trying to remember that we know everything too, is that we should be happy too, just because we don't know it yet, or remember it yet. There's no reason not to be happy. And I've always thought that because I'm kind of a happy person anyway. But I love the fact that you're just happy even forever. You're just that way.
We're just always neutral. So would be our name. We're just always neutral. Yes.
Neutral. Yes. And I'm learning that I'm observing my thought process more. And I can feel it when things are being dropped in my head, and then I'll do the commands and remove it. And I step back, and you watch the dream, right? You're dreaming the dream, and you're watching the dream.
So I pull ask back more questions. And watch myself. Yeah, ask more questions. Well, let's keep going. I love this.
Okay. So in the dream, you're watching yourself in the dream, and then you go, well, if this is a dream, I can do anything I want, correct? And it's remembering to have that power to direct your own dream. But then you get these karmic relationships coming in, and they're masters at just throwing something into your heart that just shuts it down. And it's like you almost can't even remember what you were thinking. You can't even remember what you were being inspired. For some of us, I can't say for everybody, but for me, there's been times where I'm just like going up. I don't even know who or what I am anymore. I don't know what I love anymore. And you guys talk about being inspired. What inspires you? Whatever inspires you inspires me, right? I don't even know what I'm inspired about anymore. I mean, I love my horses. I've always done that. And I love animals. And I've sent in lots of projects about this. Is it this? Is it that? I'm just was grasping at straws going, I need to get on my own property by myself to find me again. So I know what I'm inspired about, that it's really me and not anybody else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Very good. So you see how powerful it is to just cut out all the garbage and just go be in peace somewhere on the planet, and you're good to go, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I know that's where my power is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now,
I'm sure.
What are you curious about me? Is there anything you're curious about? Because I'm happy to answer any question anybody. And the mermaid laughs at me, and because she says, you'll let anybody ask any question, and they're don't. The MUFON group was my favorite. They quit. The MUFON and me and Mr. Greer, they will not chat with me now. They already know that it's cool. I think the Area 51 stuff cut the legs out from underneath MUFON, but I will answer any question anyone has. Anytime, and the purpose of being of help, just to be of help.
Okay, so what's 2151?
What do you mean by that?
So Sammy Hagar had an album. Was it 2151 or am I? All right.
Be careful with numerology. Go ahead.
Right. I know it is. I know, but is that like a military base or what is that?
It's the last.
What's that all?
In most cases, that's as far as we'll use me. That's as far as we've gone to and from the future on this planet.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
Why we put those songs in, infuse them into those individuals, and notice the words in those songs. Not all of them. Some are a little risque, but. I want the best of both worlds is a great example when this is all about when heaven comes down. So we basically, because we have me bouncing in and out of timelines, hundreds of years in the past, forward, backwards, back. So I've done it so many times that I can tell you that's about where we all leave the planet. We make the planet better, and we basically move on. That's fairly standard, but that is a timeline. If I make it a constant, it's up to all of us. It's up to all of us.
Okay.
No one is going to control you here. No one, except the people that are trying to control you. So you're in complete control of this, based on your heart center. Anyway, that's what that was about.
Interesting. I've always wondered that. Yeah, Sammy, I love Sammy Hagar and all of his music. It's wonderful.
It's part of being popular, sweetie.
Well, thank you so much. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love
love
you and great job.
Beautiful.
You've taught so many people so many things today. Thank you so much for your question.
Well, thank
All
you
right.
for
Let's see if we get one
answering.
more done. Yes, yes, yes. So sorry, everyone waiting. I want to talk to all of you. I'm going to do project with you too. Thank you for the call. I'm going to do PRQ at the end of the day here. I think it's at the end of this hour, be 3 hours later. Oh, well, you'll find it. You got it. Let's do one more. Let's see if we can get one more in here. let's do Rob from Burlington on line 5, questioning on walking and bringing in more light. Rob, are you there from Burlington?
Ooh, I am. How are you doing?
Hey, good. Did the Canucks win yet?
I don't know. I don't watch hockey anymore.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah. It was actually questions about walking.
Talk to me. What do you know about walk-ins?
Well, yeah. So aside from wanting to hear your Christopher Walken impression because I love it, I wanted to know because you've mentioned on a few shows about that we're all walk-ins, and so it kind of corresponds with being a walk-in and bringing in more light. And is it something that most people would know? Like I have a couple of experiences where I was like, oh, that must have been like a moment where. Obviously, I got a lot of light, but is it always an instant, like when you said you got your last implant removed kind of thing, or is it something that happens gradually for some people?
I think we need more cowbells. More cowbells. initially, okay, good. This is really great as it relates to timelines. Okay, so when we all walked in here, many different reasons, many different areas of this locality, we could say, whether it was Lyrian Wars, Arcturian Wars, Orion Wars. It doesn't really matter how we got here. I wouldn't even worry about it. It's so diverse. You can't really say, I'm from the Galactic Federation. I walked in here. It's all garbage because we don't really deliberate what we're going to do next. In between the next relationship with the domain, the universe. So when we walk in somewhere, it is so spontaneous, you can't put a measurement to it. But essentially, we're all walk-ins for many, many different reasons, and we're all the walk-ins are stuck here. That's what I would us favor. Why are we not leaving when it's so easy for us to walk in? We're experts at it. We can do it in a snap of a finger, but here you're not able to do it. More questions, please.
Yeah, so I have had, like actually it was 4 years ago, I had an experience and then I had it again a couple times and then again this morning. And it's like after a 3-day fast, closing my eyes and just, doing some commands and just having the morning water. And all of a sudden I can like, it starts growing like light and my eyes are closed, but I can see a light within growing. And so is that an example of us drawing in more light? And this time it's never happened before. Or I didn't notice it cause it was new to me, but this time it seemed like there was little black specks kind of leaving out through the light. And I kind of felt like, are those like densities leaving and like going back to source what is that?
Great question. Thank you so much. So the volume of light that you receive and transmit will eventually be identical. And that's what you just explained. So how much horsepower can you give yourself and or how much horsepower? It's very difficult for me to stay on this planet with you on these radios. You couldn't get me to type an email, as an example. That's an example of a dimensional delta. That's a delta of a dimension. So to extrapolate information out of this mouth with this language is I'm working very hard to make it look like the information you're asking, but the words do not do it justice. So that's basically what you just said to me, is how much light is coming from source and how much am I absorbing and how much is going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth from source, where I'm doing it, I'm going back and forth, back and forth. aware of it continuously. So I can get all the information for us, but you're doing the exact same thing I'm doing. It's just whether or not we're going to be able to translate it. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, a lot. And I appreciate that. And it was funny because the previous caller, she mentioned something. I think it was, yeah, the lady that was previously on, I forget her name, but I said the same thing this week to myself. And it was maybe she'll, if she's still listening, and it'll be a realization for her, is that I'm not losing my mind. This is what I said out loud to myself because I felt the same way. I was like, I'm losing my mind. And then I realized I'm not losing it. I'm actually using it rather than being abused by it, because I feel like we've been abused by our minds for so long that that's what it feels like, is we're losing it when the voice kind of starts, the chatter starts disappearing, right? And it's like, well, now we can use our mind from our heart center.
Perfectly said. I'm so sorry I can't keep talking with you. I got to make room for the other show. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Call all the time. Please call all the time. These are really quality questions. We're growing. So now we can look at each other on these calls and say, whoa, wait a minute. I'm using too much mind energy. I love you all. I love you all. I love you, BBS Radio, for the people.space. I love you, PRQ team. We'll see in a few hours. I think three to go. I'll be chatting with you again. Call in with Project Review with Q in a few hours. Thanks, BBS. Good day, everyone.